going to read some verses today from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verse number 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the city, and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even now, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now are they hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave thee in one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. These are solemn words from the lips of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ himself. Verse 41, when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. And of course that was the city of Jerusalem. And before going to the cross, the Lord stood from a vantage point from a hillside and looked out over the city that he loved. And as he looked over that city, the scripture simply says he wept over it. Now there are three references in scripture to the tears of our Lord. Once at the grave of Lazarus, Jesus wept. Then there's a reference in the epistles to his prayer vigil in the Garden of Gethsemane. It says he was a man of strong crying and tears. And then we're told here as well that as he beheld the city of Jerusalem, he wept over it. And you know, Jerusalem was a precious city. The Psalm 48 says, Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and the city of our God in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion and the sides of the north, the city of the great king. It was a precious city because it was the dwelling place of God. And it was also a privileged city, because many prophets and many men of God had stood in the streets of Jerusalem and had declared the coming king, spoken of the coming Messiah. It was the city where the temple was, sacrifice was offered, and all of those things pointed towards the Saviour, the once for all sacrifice for sins forever, the priesthood, and all of those things that pointed to the once for all work of Jesus Christ. And it was a privileged city because the Saviour himself stood in the midst of it and declared the gospel. It was also a sinful city. Ezekiel 16:49, speaking about Jerusalem, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness. And the prophet Ezekiel says, these are the sins that are prevalent in the city of Jerusalem, pride, gluttony, and idleness. A sinful city. It was also a foolish city because they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to his own, and his own received him not. They rejected Christ. How often he said to the city of Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee with stones. How oft would I have gathered you as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings. But ye would not. They rejected the Son of God. It was a lost city. Lost. Religious, yes. Respectable, yes. But lost. And we read here as well, tragically, that it was a doomed city for generations to come. If thou hadst known, even now, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now are they hid from thine eyes. And as we think about our own city, or our own towns, our own villages, wherever we live, as we think about our own cities, we're a lot like Jerusalem in Northern Ireland. Privileged, yes. Beautiful country that God has given us, but yet so sinful, and yet so foolish in rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. With everything that's going on in our country and indeed in our world, you would think that those who profess to know and love the Lord would be calling the nation to prayer, but they're not. Even our civil leaders, no talk about God. And yet, as a nation, we have been so privileged. Churches in every corner, gospel ministry for generations, a nation that has known movings of God's Spirit, and yet we have thrown it all back in God's face. We need to turn to God again. As Christ beheld the city of Jerusalem, he wept over it. How much do we need to really weep? W.C. Burns, William Chalmers Burns, was a young Scottish preacher, saw a great move of the Spirit of God in the city of Dundee in McShane's parish whenever his friend Robert Murray McShane was in Israel. William Burns saw a revival in those days. But as a young man, he was walking through his own city, cobble streets in a city in Scotland, and as he was walking along, he started to weep, and his mother said, "What's wrong?" And he says, "Can you not hear the tramp of Christless feet on their way to hell?" If you're a Christian, let's get the burden for the lost, and let's really seek God for our towns, our villages and our cities, that God will move once again. Take these things to heart, and let's pray for a better day for this land of ours. God bless you, and thank you for listening.